Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Engage intro voice.
Marthers, welcome to the conclusion of our adventures with the Squonk. Let's have a quick recap from last week.
Well, what we ended up doing was going on Hollywood, we went down the tree.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to Mirths and Monsters, where every adventure brings a smashing new experience for myself and the furry crew. When we last spoke, I was squeezing my frame into the hollow of a tree. We had been following the sound of a crying squonk, and we found one. We were eyeball to eyeball with it. But it only took a few seconds for it to realise who we were, and then it demanded, nicely, that we follow it. And with that, it turned and screeched down the tree. Obviously we did. I mean, I also had no choice because Finn and Ray went into that hollow quicker than I get distracted by something shiny. And while it was a slightly snugger fit for myself than the two wee ones, once I got myself through, it was all downhill from there. Literally. It went downhill on a very smooth slide. Picture the quickest roller coaster you can think of. Now grease the tracks with some delicious margarine and have the Hulk give you a push at the top. This is the kind of speed this slide generated. At one point, I thought I was going to go back in time. I, of course, being CK, the hero that I am, took it in my stride. It sounded something like,
"Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Oh,
I see. Oh, this is fun. Whee!" Dignity at all times. At the bottom of the slide was a massive long pile of leaves and brush that I went sliding into. And it's within this pile that I'm talking to you now. And oh my giddy aunt, Murthers, what a sight that is before me. I find myself inside something that is slightly, just ever so slightly, bigger than what you would expect from the inside of a tree. It is huge. Listen. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Wait, what? Anyway, we're inside a giant cavern. It's surprisingly easy to see in here, and as I look round I can see that the walls are glowing with what can only be thousands of fireflies. It's so pretty.
Inimortal! Ahem! Puny mortal!
Oh, hey Ray. Hey Finn. Hey, Squonk Commander?
CK. It really is a pleasure to finally meet you, and especially your furry crew, as you call them. You are most welcome in our home. My name is Winifred Hemlock. I'm basically the head squonk around here. Is your face okay? It seems like the lower part of your jaw has fallen down somewhat.
Oh, I'm completely fine, Winifred. I'm just a tad taken aback from the operation round here.
I guess that's fair. We're aware of the reputation and way of living that we squonks have. So to see this...
Winifred spread her flappy-skinned arms wide.
This can be a bit of a mind-musher and no mistake. Would you like the tour?
Would I?
Yes. Would you?
Heavens to Betsy. Yes, I would, Winifred.
You too. You feel free to go where you please. Just be careful, okay?
Both Finn and Ray looked at me. Yes, even Ray, to make sure that this was okay. I appreciate you both checking with me, but we all know that you would have just... they've gone. Okay, Winifred, let's walk and talk, shall we? Do you mind if I pick your brains?
What? Why would you do that?
Oh, sorry. It's just an expression that means I can ask you... Winifred now has a wry smile on her face. Oh, you scamp. I fell right into that one, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did, CK. We squonks have been around for way longer than anyone thinks. Way longer. We've seen and done more than most. So don't worry. We've heard many an expression that you humans have said. Saying that, my brain is yours to pick. I may not be able to answer everything, or there are certain things I may not give away. The real us have been safe for many generations, and I won't risk that. I'm sure you understand. I do have one more request, though. Would you be good enough to disguise my voice before you share this with your friends?
Absolutely fair to all of that. Let's crack into it. The first thing I've noticed, other than the gigantic cavern and the shiny fireflies, is your confidence and lack of tears. You seem very comfortable in your skin.
And as you can tell by this skin, being comfy isn't that easy. I'm kidding. This is how we are. We're very happy with it. This is what you have to think about, though. We look like we do, and we can start crying in the blink of an eye for a very good reason. By the way, in the blink of an eye, I mean that literally. Watch.
I looked at Winnie. She was holding her eyes open for a few seconds, dry as a bone, and then one blink later and... Well, I'll be. Tears flowing like wine from a broken barrel. Oh, then one blink again and wallop, gone. That is remarkable.
Isn't it, though?
Has this always been a squonk ability?
It really has. One thing we squonks have always had... is smarts. Not just that we can do well on Jeopardy, do maths in our head when playing darts kind of smarts. Ooh, no. What we have is actually more akin to an almost supernatural sense of expectation. We can see what's coming before it happens. Some call it foresight. Some call it visions. Our ancestors called it the Flubbles. Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of it either, but hey, ancestors, am I right? What I mean by all of this is that we knew how to protect ourselves, and it was decided long ago that the best way to do that was to really dive into the appearance of ourselves. We should appear as pathetic, ugly, and stomach-turningly icky as we possibly could. We know how much more appealing other creatures are, and the danger that entails. I tell you, Bambi would still have a mum if she also had skin that looked like the carpet of a badly cleaned chemical plant.
That's probably true. It's brutal, but it's probably true. Follow-up question to that, though.
Oh, we're well aware of Disney. You can't escape Disney. They're the extended warranties of companies. You get my point, though. If we really play up to the fact of being pathetic ugly buglies, then that covers 99% of our safety.
Okay, I see. Yeah. That leads me to my next question, then. I have read that when a squonk is captured, it actually dissolves. Pardon me for saying so. It dissolves into a big pile of mush.
Now that is the question, isn't it? How do we do that? Well, walk this way.
Walk this way I shall.
Now walk this way.
Okie dokie.
Oh, look out!
Oh, I should have.
Silly biscuit. Luckily we're here though. What's this?
Winnie touches three different parts of the wall in succession. I can hear a clunk, and a small section opens up to reveal a thoroughly bright light. Man, those fireflies are really buzzing. Oh, wait, never mind. It's an actual light coming through from beyond the doorway. Okay.
On you, pop.
Let me just scrunch down and waddle walk through the door here. I could get through on my knees, but at my age, who knows if I'm getting up again. Ah, here we go. Yowzers. Well, this is... blimey.
Not bad, eh?
You're telling me. Martha's. What I'm looking at is it's a gigantic space of light and waterfalls. So many rainbows dancing around. Hey, I can see some shapes within the light. I have to assume that they're squonks. They seem to be dancing round, front legs raised, they're moving around in complicated patterns. Winnie, what is this?
CK, this is where the magic happens.
Have you been watching MTV Cribs?
What? Ow. I mean actual magic. CK, this is one of the things that I can't describe in its entirety. The magic, that is. It's closely guarded and has been for generations. What I can divulge is that what you see here, all around you, the lights, the water, we can harness that power to help protect ourselves in many ways. One of those ways is with decoys.
Oh, I see. I think. When a squonk is captured, it just dissolves into mush, water and mush. You create decoys using light and water, and that's why they dissolve into nothing, but they seem real and tangible.
That is very astute of you, Mr. CK. Light and water are incredibly powerful resources. And over the ages, we have been given the gift of utilizing that power. We are a very fortunate creature. Something we don't take lightly. And this area here is something we protect very, very closely. Nobody gets beyond this water here without at least 2 weeks' notice.
Hi-ho, Finnegan! Away!
as when he was talking, Finn jumped through the wide expanse of water that was pouring down from the roof of this huge cave, with Ray on his back waving, and I don't know how she got this, a tiny cat-sized cowgirl hat around her head.
As I'm saying, everything around here is pretty loosey-goosey.
I looked down, terrified that we had offended Winifred and the entire squonk race. But very luckily, she was crying tears of laughter this time. Finn and Ray saunter over to us, and Winifred happily gives both of their heads a good rub. And that, my friends, is where we leave the squonks and their absolutely remarkable way of living. As you can understand, a lot had to be kept secret for their safety, and I know that the rest will be between just you and I. However, I do have a feeling this will not be the last time we encounter the squonks and the amazing elder that is Winifred Hemlock. Now, Mirthers, if you would be good enough to stay after the music, I do have a couple of announcements for you. I would very much appreciate your time. Until we speak again. Sláinte, my friends. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Just a couple of things I'd like to mention. One, for everything Mirths, there is a link tree in the show notes. If you want to click on that, it'll take you to wherever you need to go. For merch for the Facebook group, which has got over 600 Mirthers in there, and we have the best time. It's one of those places on the internet which is genuinely a safe place to be. Mostly pets and crafting. There's a link to the website in there. Everything you need is just in there. Plus, I will be doing a big, big raffle. In this raffle, you can win loads of Mirth's merch. Badges, stickers, pins, magnets, charms, t-shirt, mug, all that. Plus, a brand new pair of AirPods, still in the box. And a multicoloured dinosaur Build-A-Bear bear, made by yours truly. It is a paid entry. It's $5 for one entry, or you can get 5 entries for $20. Quarter of all the money is made is going to go to the charity Friends of Anchor. They helped my sister as she was not well, and she passed a year ago. So her daughters have decided to try and raise as much money as they can for this charity, for what they do. And some of the money from this raffle will be going to them as well. This is not a guilt trip. It's just what I'm doing. There's also very good prizes in there as well for a very low amount of money. So, there is also the link to Patreon in there as well, where you get some smashing rewards, bonus audio. You get a welcome video by myself and Finn, maybe one of the other furry crew, if they allow me. Just, there's a few different things on there. Speaking of Patreon, I'd like to welcome our newest patrons, Katie and Charlie McNitt. Hello, yous. Rachel Dayton. Hello, Rachel. And Jennifer Lynn. Howdy, Jennifer. Thank you all for joining. Thank you for all the Patreons I have. Y'all are amazing. Can't thank you enough. But I do believe that is everything. So, till we speak again, my friends. Take care of yourselves. Tati Fling.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.